On Thursday, April 15th, Brandon Hole fatally shot 8 people at an Indianapolis FedEx facility before turning the gun on himself. About a year ago, the teen's family sought help from police after he expressed thoughts of suicide. As Side Effects Carter Barrett reports, there are limits to what the system allows in cases like Hole's.
Brandon Hole's mom called the police because she was worried her then 18-year-old son would try to commit suicide by cop. Police placed him under an immediate detention and took him to the hospital. Here's Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears.
The individual was involuntarily committed for a brief period of time, but I will tell you that the length of that stay was measured by hours and not days or weeks, and no follow-up medication was prescribed to this particular individual.
There's a lot we still don't know about Hole's case, but IU Health psychiatrist Diane Rice says being discharged quickly and without medication does not necessarily mean it wasn't taken seriously.
It may mean, either that he refused medication, that the psychiatrist or emergency physician or whoever saw them felt that it wasn't safe or appropriate to start it in an emergency room setting where there wasn't sort of an immediate clear handoff to outpatient follow-up.
Rice and I are walking through IU Methodist's emergency room near an area called Secure Holding.
So if somebody is in that unit, they're still an emergency room patient. So they haven't been admitted.
People may stay here anywhere between a few hours or a few days.
But it gives us the flexibility to, have somebody in a space that's designed more for safety.
Legally, there are 3 ways somebody can be admitted to a psychiatric unit in the state of Indiana. 1, a voluntary admission. 2, an emergency detention, which allows a hospital to keep someone for 3 business days.
And that actually does have to go through the county judge in every county.
And again, doctors can't force someone to comply with treatment. The 3rd way to be admitted to a psychiatric facility is under a court commitment.
It's essentially a hospital or mental health care provider asking a judge, a mental health judge, to commit somebody for treatment.
To get to this point, the hospital has to show there is an imminent risk.
This person's judgment is so impaired that the second we turn their back on them, they are engaging in, they are lighting fires and it's putting them in danger, things like that.
So just because you have severe mental health issues, that doesn't mean your rights disappear. And the circumstances where treatment can be forced are extremely limited. Another challenge, accessing outpatient psychiatric care. Here's Rice again.
So if I see somebody in an emergency room, it may be, even if they call that day, it may be 2 or 3 months before a psychiatrist lays eyes on them in an outpatient setting for a motivated patient who's trying to get treatment.
Nationally, there are about 13 psychiatrists for every 100,000 people. In Indiana, we have about half of that. Brandon Hole left the hospital after several hours. We don't know what happened while he was there or in the year leading up to the shooting. In a statement, his family said they tried to get him help.
I think that the mental health system in many jurisdictions is lacking. And when I say lacking, not in initial assessment, but in follow-ups.
That's Keith Ross, a professor at the John Jay School of Criminal Justice. He says better follow-up could reduce police interactions. One of the people trying to improve outcomes is Erica Rios. She's a police department social worker.
Because the silos that we work in they're huge, and people kind of do their job and move along, and sometimes we forget to connect.
Rios says she benefits from being in a small community, whereas large metropolitan areas may struggle to connect people with mental health resources.
It's like crisis doesn't stop because you're following up on another crisis.
After a mass shooting, observers often point to mental health services as a solution. But in Indiana and other states, accessing effective resources remains a challenge. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a hotline for individuals in crisis or for those looking to help someone else. To speak with a certified listener, call 1-800-273-8255.